Really excited to be joined once again by NFL film senior producer Greg Cosell. These starters have just been on an absolute tear the first two preseason games, what we've been able to see from them. Lots of turnovers, some three and outs, but namely the big thing, and you and I talked about it briefly today, the volume of pressures that we've seen from Jim Schwartz and all the different blitz schemes. What are your big takeaways from seeing that amount of pressure from Jim Schwartz in these first two games?
You know, it's funny. When they made the trade for Ronald Darby, I just sort of said to myself, I wonder if Jim Schwartz, who did blitz a lot back in his days with Tennessee, so it's clearly in his playbook, I thought, is he going to blitz a little more this year? Because Darby is a very good man corner. That's his comfort level. And again, you don't always have to play man when you blitz, but essentially the outside corners, outside the numbers, are playing man. Obviously, in the game, they worked on specific blitzes. We saw a concept that I know you're familiar with, which you call the Mike Starr blitz, where the slot and the middle linebacker blitzes. So whoever was over the slot, sometimes it was Kendricks, it was the 4-3 base, then it was Jenkins, and then it was Hicks. And Jordan Hicks was not a big blitzer a year ago. So maybe they feel that with another year under his belt as now a veteran who's a solid player, that he'll be better at it.
Yeah.
So I'm real anxious to see if this is something that continues. And again, what happens Thursday night against Miami will not be the answer one way or the other, because it's still a preseason game. But I'm just curious to see if they're going to do more of that, because Jim Schwartz does have that in his background.
I think there's something to be said as well for trying to give some extra reps with high-pressure situations for the secondary. You know, you're trying to evaluate these corners, not just at the top of the depth chart, but also down into the second and third string, and just see what you've got in some of these guys. And when you're sending cover zero pressure, you're leaving those guys out on an island.
Two snaps
of
cover zero in the first half with the main group.
Exactly.
You know, with the first unit. And, you know, again, that's not something we saw a lot of with the Eagles a year ago, but obviously he wanted to practice it.
Darby's interception came in cover zero.
That's correct.
Yeah, so you get to see those guys out on an island, and I think that's a good positive that you can take away from those pressure situations that we've seen from Jim Schwartz.